Working in the depths of the oceans or the wastes of space poses a considerable risk to divers and astronauts, despite all our high technology. Scientists have therefore started to produce robots to work in these difficult conditions. Robot technology has a new concept on its agenda at the present time. Biomimetic robots, or machines which imitate nature. Scientists think it much better to make robots which imitate living things. For instance, robots resembling scorpions or ants are made in order to carry out explorations in the desert, or resembling fish or lobsters for undersea research. And these are much more successful than other types of robot. It is the flawless body designs of living things in nature that encourage scientists to imitate them. Arthropods are the best moving animals in the world. They are quick. Their structure has therefore attracted the attention of scientists, and robot research is taking these creatures as a model. This robot is called Ariel. The robot expert is Ed Williams. Ariel represents the first arthropod, or jointed legged robots. It was designed with the crab in mind. It is hoped that Ariel will help scientists in the exploration of unknown regions. Yet there is a great difference between Ariel and real living things. No matter how much Ariel resembles a crab, it even draws the power it needs to move its legs from a previously programmed computer. Its movements are much clumsier than those of a crab. Even the very best robot bears no comparison with a real arthropod. These examples show that enormous efforts need to be put in to imitate just one feature of a living thing. Darwin's theory of evolution, on the other hand, claims that living things emerged with no planning, purely by chance. Yet the more people study the details of nature, the more new proofs of the existence of God are found. In this film, we have seen how nature serves as a source of inspiration for scientists. The structures in nature have been created with such immense perfection that not even man's greatest successes come anywhere near replicating them. This demonstrates the enormous might and knowledge God possesses, the creator of all of nature. Another truth which needs to be understood is that God created everything without any model. This is one of the names of God. The title El-Ba'di in the Quran means He who creates with no model. In the Quran, our Lord says, He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. How could He have a son when He has no wife? He created all things, and He has knowledge of all things. That is God, your Lord. There is no God but Him, the creator of everything. So worship Him. He is responsible for everything.